Hey, what's going on, people? Your boy, Mad Mike Man, coming at you guys with yet another video. And this is an interesting topic. And this is something that I actually made a crazy statement, all right? I think this is one of the bigger focuses on the Atlanta Falcons this season, even more so than defense, in my opinion. I know a lot of people are probably saying to myself, Mike, we have to get a pass rusher. If we get a pass rusher, this Atlanta Falcons team can be, it can take this to a whole nother level. And I honestly 110% agree with that. However, my statement in regards to Atlanta Falcons and whether or not these guys can win a Super Bowl has everything to do with this particular player, and it is Kyle Pitts. I think the Atlanta Falcons are in the position right now, if they could get him right with the weapons that they have on offense, Bijan Robinson, who in his own right is one of the most explosive young players in the NFL right now, with his ability not only catch the ball out of the backfield, he's an explosive back. He can run with speed, he can run with power, agility. You know, he still has a little bit more work as far as his vision is concerned, his patience as a running back. I think he works on that. I think he'll be the best running back in the NFL. And I honestly believe that. Tyler Allgeier is another guy. You look at his power, you look at his vision, look at his ability to run on short yardage situations. And he's an underrated player when it comes down to catching the ball out of the backfield. He's one of those guys, if you don't keep an eye on it, he can take it to the house. Just ask Chicago about that, all right? So, again, when you look at the Atlanta Falcons and this offense, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, you have a few guys, Mooney, that you brought in, Rondale Moore, you got Ray McCloud. These guys are absolute speedsters. So if the Atlanta Falcons focus on getting Kyle Pitts back to his rookie season and Pro Bowl form, I think this Atlanta Falcons team will be one of the most explosive, if not the most explosive, offense in the league. Now, I know you're looking at teams like the Chiefs. I know you're looking at teams like the Miami Dolphins, as well as a handful of teams. But I think one of the things that a lot of people was upset was last year with Kyle Pitts, and especially Arthur Smith and him not using him in the manner that we thought he should have been used. And for whatever reason, whether it's, you know, him going away from his original plan, coming in, throwing the ball, Kyle Pitts using him in a lot of sets as far as across the middle, drag routes, crossing routes, using him in the same routes. And he did not do a lot of it. I don't know why. I don't know what the real reason was. I know we can sit up here and, you know, debate whether or not Kyle Pitts was hurt or not. That's, look, we'll see. But Raheem Morris said something in an interview today, a few days ago, where he was asked the question of whether or not Kyle Pitts is going to be center of attention in this Atlanta Falcons offense. And his statement was pretty much, he is going to be a major part in what the Atlanta Falcons are going to do in the red zone. All right, the Falcons are going to find a way to get him touchdowns with his ability to make insane catches. The dude has a catch radius like no other. So when you look at Kyle Pitts, man, Kyle Pitts, his numbers weren't exactly what we thought. Again, we can debate whether or not he was injured, whether, you know, it was a lack of confidence in what Dave Ragone, Arthur Smith did. Look, that's up for debate. All right. Me personally, I still think at some point in time, you got to take that in consideration as far as his injury is concerned. He said that his he was still suffering and trying to come back from injury and gain the confidence in him. Look, that's up for debate. But if he can get back to his Pro Bowl status, I personally think that this offense will be unstoppable, and I think he holds the key to this Atlanta Falcons team being a Super Bowl contender. I truly and honestly believe that. I think the Falcons are good hand with Jimmy Lake as defensive coordinator. Obviously, you have an offensive coach, a head coach that understands the offensive passing game. And Raheem Morris, he helped put the game plan together for Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Caballero, all those types of guys. So he's helped even, you know, with the Rams offense and going out to coach with Sean McVay and sitting in the room with guys like Zach Robinson. So he understands what offense that he wants to, you know, help bring to the Atlanta Falcons. So the question that I have for you guys is whether or not this Atlanta Falcons offense with Kyle Pitts as the centerpiece. I personally believe, again, this is a hot take that I said, if the Atlanta Falcons can find a way to get Kyle Pitts back to where he is, I think this offense can be, I think this team can be a Super Bowl contender. So look, and the reason why, again, you have the defensive side of the ball. I think the Falcons are good with defensive back. I think Clark Fuller is going to be a very good corner. He's pretty good when it comes down to attacking the football, being aggressive on the corner, whether it's tackling, contesting, and being aggressive with against the wide receivers. He's a competitor. So I think he's going to be one of those guys on the defensive side of the ball that's going to make a lot of plays. You got a guy like Richie Grant. Don't know if these guys see him as a slot corner or, you know, that third safety where you can move him all around, play him a little bit more in the box. I think he's pretty good at playing in the box. You got a guy like Jesse Bates. I think Jesse Bates, in my opinion, is easily top three free safeties and safeties in the game. I don't see a lot of guys, especially looking at him last year, he could have easily been one of those guys that you voted for defensive player of the year. He had that much impact on the Atlanta Falcons team. We got a lot of turnovers. You got a guy like Hitman Hillams, DeMarco Hillams. You know, they have a tremendous amount of confidence in what he can do as a safety. Jerry Gray, these guys have been known to put together some pretty good defensive backs. And then you got a guy like D. Alford. They're, you know, moving him around. They think he can play in the slot. They think he can play outside. But a lot of it been saying that he's been one of those guys that they're looking to try to put him at that safety position, maybe contend with a guy like Richie Grant. And like I said, the Falcons have so many guys that they're looking in the draft. And this draft for the cornerback position is probably the deepest been in a long time. So this Atlanta Falcons team has some pretty good players in the secondary. You look at the defensive line. I think the defensive line is one of those most underrated aspects. And one of the things that I did not see coming, and I really did not really pay attention to it, but Arnold Ebiketie was a lot better than what I thought. The Atlanta Falcons edge rusher had 6 sacks. And for whatever reason, I did not pay attention to the potential, or I didn't look at, you know, Arnold Ebiketie's numbers in its entirety. So we got a guy like Arnold Ebiketie. You got a guy like Caden Ellis who can play on the inside. He can play outside, as well as a guy like Troy Anderson. You could put him on the inside and outside, use him in a variety of blitzing packages and whatnot. So this Atlanta Falcons have guys up front. These guys have players in the secondary that you look at and you can say, all right, if the Atlanta Falcons, one, stay healthy, if the Atlanta Falcons go and decide to go with a guy in the trenches, these guys, Falcons will have one of the most in-depth or depth or deep teams, a deep front sevens, because you have guys like Caden Ellis, you have a guy like Nathan Lamb, you have a guy like Troy Anderson, you have a guy like D'Angelo Malone, you have Arnold Ebiketie. And whether or not a guy like Bud Dupree, Calais Campbell, those guys come back, the Atlanta Falcons have pieces on that defensive side of the ball. So you add a few pieces, whether it be Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, these guys coming in into the draft, I think the Atlanta Falcons are going to be in a big, big, and I'm talking about a huge scenario where this team, if you look up and look out, man, this team could be contending for a championship. But I think all in all, when it comes down to Raheem Morris saying that Kyle Pitts is going to be a major part of this Falcons and a major focus on this Atlanta Falcons offense, this is something that a lot of fans should really take heed to, because this guy, when he say we're going to get you the ball, we're going to find a way to get everybody the ball, but specifically he says that Kyle Pitts is going to be a major part in the offense, and he did not put a specific number on how many, you know, targets, but he's going to be a centerpiece on what the Atlanta Falcons want to do for offensively. So I say this all the time. When you got a coach that says he's going to find a way to get Kyle Pitts the ball and he's going to be a major player in what the Atlanta Falcons are going to do, when you got a guy like Zach Robinson, he comes in, he comes from a spread offense type of scheme that he runs, they're going to throw the ball. Kyle Pitts is one of the best tight ends in the league when it comes down to run after the catch. That dude can do some amazing things with the ball in his hands as a big guy. He can play inside. He can play outside. He has the athleticism. He has the speed. This dude can do it. So if Kyle Pitts get back to that Pro Bowl, I'm telling you right now, the league better watch out, because of a healthy Kirk Cousins, a guy that's been known to get his playmakers the ball. This is one of the aspects of that Kirk Cousins, that Kyle Pitts has on his side, that he has a veteran offensive player in Kirk Cousins, much like a Matt Ryan. These guys know how and when to get the balls to their playmaker. This is why the Atlanta Falcons went out and paid a contract in total of $180 million, but this year I think it's going to be anywhere between, I think it's going to only count for $25 million. The rest of it, you know, the Vikings are going to be, they're going to pay that. But at the end of the day, man, this team can be extremely, and I'm talking about this Atlanta Falcons team, could be an extreme case of worst to first, go from 7-9 to getting into the Super Bowl. I truly believe that if the Atlanta Falcons can find a way to resurrect Kyle Pitts. Now, this is the question that I pose for you guys. How far do you think this Atlanta Falcons team can go with Kyle Pitts as the centerpiece of the offense? Who should be the centerpiece of the offense? Whether it's Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Tyler Allgeier, Kyle Pitts, Mooney, who are you guys expecting this offense to be, you know, that Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson to pretty much just focus on and being a centerpiece of this Atlanta Falcons team? So let me know what you guys think about this, man. Again, Kyle Pitts, according to Raheem Morris, they're going to make a conservative effort to get him involved with the offense. And if you have not saw that interview, if you have not, I suggest you watch it, because he goes into depth to show you and to tell us that Kyle Pitts, specifically in the red zone. All right, you can follow me on Twitter. You can get all the information there. But hit myself up, Six Man K Style, Jew Talk Sports, Therapist ATL, Big Ant. Just follow all of us on Twitter/X. All right, show us some love. We'll follow you right back. You know, you can message us anywhere. This episode will be on Mad Mike Sports, so check us out on every podcasting, Atlanta Falcons Nation, Mad Mike Sports. This will go onto your podcasting platform. So with that being said, continue to support your boy here at Mad Mike Sports, Atlanta Falcons Nation, Mad Mike Network. Hit that subscribe button. Follow us on all of your Apple, Spotify podcasts. That's all I got to say about that. Again, let me know what you think about Raheem Morris saying that Kyle Pitts is going to be the center of attention in regards to this Atlanta Falcons offense. And how many, what the numbers do you think a Kyle Pitts should? Should it be anywhere from 60 catches, 10 touchdowns, or at the most 100 catches and 10 plus touchdowns? Let me know what you think about this. This has been your boy, Mad Mike. Again, we'll be available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That's all I got to say about that. Your boy, Mad Mike, is out. Peace.